Blog Talk Radio.
Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprageist, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
Come and listen to Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting now on iHeartRadio, Spreaker Radio, iTunes, Spotify, and Blog Talk Radio, with William Bernard, Virgil Sprageist, Russell Hodd on your favorite apps.
There's something happening here.
Are you tired of fake politicians? Are you tired of New Mexico being last? Listen to this young student as to why we choose Karen Bodoni for governor.
If you were to ask me who was impacted most by the pandemic, I would have to say the youth. As many of us suffered mentally and physically, Santa Fe turned a blind eye towards us. We were completely alone, forgotten. One day I woke up and said, okay, that's enough. I started getting involved, and that's when I found Karen Bodoni. I support Ms. Bodoni because no one has advocated for our voices like she has. I don't believe that party should be the main factor when it comes to serving the people. A mother, teacher, worker, businesswoman, and a strong conservative New Mexican, a true reflection of the American dream. I can't think of anyone else more capable and qualified to lead us in the battle for the soul of New Mexico. For more information, please visit BodoniTough.com, paid for by Students for Bodoni and sponsored by Wolverines Freedom Radio.
My name is Karen Bodoni, and I approve this message.
Thank you. Radio on this windy Thursday night. How y'all doing, Virgil Russell?
All doing well here in Texas. We're getting a look ready for a little bit of weather tomorrow, but other than that, it's about as normal for this time of year as it gets.
Right. Right. That's windy. It got snow and everything. Well, Biden was up here earlier, so I was like, well, that explains why the black clouds rolled in suddenly.
Yes.
Hey, Virgil, how you doing, my friend? Virgil might be having, yeah, he's having technical difficulties. We just lost him.
Okay.
But that's interesting, man. I mean, I'm surprised he made it this far, but I'm starting to see a lot of things with this election kind of go down. I mean, I don't know if you've been watching it as well, but I've seen a lot of fraud.
Well, who was it? Was it Michigan or Wisconsin that just mailed out 240,000 unsolicited votes, man? Just, you know, not not absentee ballots, no requests like that. But just, hey, you know, we're going to throw 240,000 ballots out here. You know, whoever wants to use them, have at it.
Well, you know they're going to cheat for veto, you know. Welcome back, Virgil. How you doing, brother?
All right. Had a little technical difficulty there, but we back. We
right.
are back.
It's me. But, yeah, we're just talking about, you know, I'm surprised we made it this far to the election, which is just a few days away. We're starting to see a lot of voter fraud. Are you seeing it on your end as well, or...?
Well, not so much as voter fraud. I mean, it's just the general propaganda of, you know, anybody that doesn't vote Democrat, doesn't vote for the woke agenda, you're an extremist. That's the word they are wearing out. They are using that extremist shit so damn bad, it's just sickening. And I know,
right.
Russell, I know you hate watching this, but you need to watch it. You need to watch it because you will catch them in so many lies and in so much bullshit. And it's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And what's more unbelievable is that you got people believing this shit.
Yeah.
They're even believing their own lies now.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
I've been watching a lot of shit. I've been watching it all on Twitter, man. I don't know what to think. I mean, it's like you said, it's propaganda bullshit, you know, and everything.
I mean, we should expect that. I mean, it's part of the course, but Biden up there calling us violent extremists and one thing or another. I mean, you know, it's just that we said it was going to be. You know, it's just like Hitler and the Jews. You got to have something. You got to have somebody to blame all the problems on other than yourself. So, you know.
Let me finish.
You got to have something to blame it on other than yourself. All right, so. You know, Trump, the mega Republican, this body, and you know, you go into the mix that the DOJ and the FBI are completely all in on this takeover and stuff, and you know, we're the people who have to be silenced. We're their enemies. We know this, but then that doesn't really surprise me a bit. But what kind of shocked me, and you know. I said they were going to be moving fast and that kind of stuff, but I think it's most interesting that the USDA has decided that you, Virgil, I, Hurricane, our friends and all that, if you have a garden, it needs to be registered with the USDA. We need to know who's capable of growing food and who's growing it so we can come take it. And Virgil was 100% right on that. That's the next step in a lot of that. When those 18-wheelers stop turning because there ain't no fuel, those chains stop running because there ain't enough fuel for them to, people are going to start taking stuff. And, well, you know, they got to worry about this. You know what your biggest problem is going to be? Is your local government that knows you. Know who owns what land, who raises what, whatever your, you know, your local agriculture agents and that kind of stuff, man. I think we haven't even begun to see stupid yet. So them over there calling the extremists don't bother me. It's what they're planning for us that bugs the shit out of me. If, you know.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. And, hey. I warned everybody till I'm blue in the face, and I ain't warning them no more. You know? I mean, all of this. Oh, if you cannot see that Biden is no other than Obama's third term as president, okay, if you can't see that, you know, something's wrong. Something's wrong with your mental capacity. Either you need to stop smoking what you're smoking or start smoking something. You know, either way.
Or start drinking the Kool-Aid.
Okay. And this guy up in Pennsylvania, Fetterman, I mean, this is, you know, and I posted it on Facebook. He said it again. When he was up there campaigning for Fetterman in Pennsylvania, 54 states in America.
That,
54
yeah,
states.
I saw that. Less than
64
states.
How much more do you need, ladies and gentlemen? How much more do you need? I mean, it's getting to the goddamn point. It's getting to the goddamn point where, you know, it ain't coming down to loading ballots in a box or anything. It's coming down to putting a magazine in the feed wheel. Okay? That's it.
That loading is one up in the chambers.
And
we're getting close to
and
it.
That New Mexico governor, I watched her on Fox News today. I watched her on Fox Live today. And I cannot believe what she's talking about. I'm telling you, if Karen Bodoni don't win, y'all are gonna be the same shape as Pennsylvania.
Oh, we know.
Is if Oz don't win, y'all are gonna be double fucked ducks and dead in the back of the truck. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
Well, I talked to Karen a little while ago, and she said that after the election, what she's going to do, she's not going to concede or anything. She's going to ask for, was it recount and stuff and everything, because we already know. They're going to try, they're rigging it already. We already know this and everything. So, and stuff. But she told me to tell you hello, by the way. And she wants to come
okay.
on the show, but she's campaigning hard. She said she's wore out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And everything.
I can understand.
They're writing her ass big time, Russell. They're writing her ass big time. Because she could actually win it. She could take it away from Ron Chitty and Chris.
And
very easy.
And bitch number one, and if y'all don't know who that is, bitch number one, Hillary Clinton finally came out of hiding today for her woke agenda candidate up in for governor of New York. Okay, and I mean they are down and dirty. They are down and dirty in Georgia and everywhere. It has.
Oh, been watching. Well, it's like you and I were talking about.
They're rolling like a juggernaut on this propaganda, man. They are rolling.
Oh yeah, big time. Well, it's like you and I, Russell, have been talking about with the diesel fuel shortage. I've been really reading up on this. And they're predicting by January, guys, diesel fuel.
Huh, 45 days. I don't know where you get your information from. 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
45 days as of 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
All right? 2 weeks ago, and you know the reason for this? You know the reason for it, Russell?
They're shipping our oil and stuff overseas.
They're shipping the diesel fuel overseas to Europe because Biden, soon as this hard winter gets into effect, he's gonna shut the valve.
Oh yeah.
Putin's gonna shut the valve.
You're gonna have
a lot of frozen strudel in Germany.
Oh yeah. Yesterday they raised the electric rates sky high again. Sky high. And propane rates are gone up too.
Oh,
everything's going to go up.
Mm-hmm.
I walked into one of the local chicken places today because I was just hungry and I hadn't had any chicken in a while, and I was going to give me some chicken. And I walked out of there empty-handed because they want $6 for a wing and a thigh.
Damn.
$6 for a wing and a thigh.
What chicken place was that, Russell?
Just a little local one. It wasn't no big chain or anything. Went to the grocery store, and I buy my sandwich meat pound at a time, right? And there's this deal there. It was like $4.50-something, 4 pound of it. So, I've been stocked up. I need to restock. So I was going to buy some extra stuff. I walked over there. I went, So this stuff's gone up $1, too. I grabbed it and I picked it up. And I was like, damn, that thing's light. All right? So I looked at it. I like fell over. So the packaging, everything's the same on it. Price only went up $1. But instead, 16 ounces, it was 10.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they almost cut half a pound of meat out of there, man. I mean, this has only gone up a buck. Look what's in there, man. They are fucking it off of you right and left. And all the big corporations, once again, are making a fucking killing on this shit, man. And, what further evidence do you need that we are nothing more than workers? This isn't a country. This is a cabal of corporations running. With all the evidence now out on the and all this still going wide open, still allowing them, push this stuff on people, and people are still lining up to get the shot. I tell you what, man, it's damn near enough to put you in a rubber room, man. I ain't.
Mm-hmm.
How stupid can the American people be? And they never fail to disappoint me even further, man. I tell you what. Go ahead, Virgil.
Well, to tell you about the shots, okay, we got this thing going on down here now because LSU's playing Alabama to beat Bama blood drive. Well, Saturday, and it surprised me, this surprised me. I went down there and I gave blood, and it's sponsored by Lady of the Lake Hospital, okay? One of the things that you cannot have to give blood, guess what it was, Russell?
The vaccine.
The COVID vaccine.
Yep.
Okay. And the reason I say a surprise is because my wife, Susan, she hates anything she hates more than one needle is two. Well, she gave blood. I couldn't believe it. And So we each gave a pint of blood, got a nice T-shirt put and everything else. And, I mean, that just shocked me. That just shocked. I said, y'all gave the damn shots, but now you don't want to take the blood that's got the shot in it. She said, I know.
Oh, of course not.
I know. I don't understand it. I don't understand it either.
They do. They just don't want to say.
Well, I mean, you know, if people had a lick of sense, that should tell them everything they need to know. And, I really kind of freaked out over this USDA thing, man. I mean, they want to know where every scrap of food in this country is. And that better throw up red flags everywhere for these people, man. I'm telling
you. That's right.
Yeah.
Damn motherfuckers. I'm going to tell you right now, Russell. Them motherfuckers ain't getting a spoon of fucking grits out of me. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Right.
I'm going to tell you that right now. I may not be eating steak and eggs and filet mignon and all of that right there, but I'm going to eat. And the reason I'm going to eat is I got my shit. I got everything. I got all the way up, you know. I know, you know, you say, you know, all that four Patriot stuff and all of that, but when you got a family, you know, you can deal with just eating scavenge out the can, whatever, if you're a single guy. But, you know, you don't want to waste food when it comes to these kids, and these kids are kind of picky. So that's why I got a shitload of macaroni and cheese, you know.
Right.
And I got the canned pancake mix, which is good. I popped open a can. I'm still using it when the grandkids come over. I tell you what, that stuff works pretty damn good. That stuff works pretty damn good for just a little bit of water in it. It makes some damn good pancakes. They're real fluffy.
I did my sermon not too long ago of that. They do. They make some damn good pancakes. So I didn't buy the candle. I got the big bag of it.
But, you know, and everybody's kind of looking at me now, you know, talking to me. You know, hey, man, I need to talk to you about something. What should I get there? What should I get? Well, if you can find it now, if you can find it, you know, it's just like this thing with this, these 80%, you know, these ghost guns, Russell, the infamous ghost gun that jumps up and kills everybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now the ATF here's the thing. This is going to really get you. The ATF can't ban the receivers, okay, the 80% receivers, because you can't shoot, you can't do anything with them. They're just a chunk of metal, okay? So what they did, they circumvented the law. They circumvented their regulations. You can no longer buy the mill-out jigs that you put these things in and put them in a drill press or use a hand router or something to mill these things out. Okay? But, since you have one already, and I have several of them, I can buy replacement parts. I can buy every replacement part I can. It just costs a little bit more, and you got to order it one piece at a time, but you can still have a jig to cut your 80% receivers. You know? I mean, it's just asinine.
Uh-huh.
And up in Chicago, is the media going with this? Okay, all these people shot, mass shooting. Why isn't this making the news? Why isn't this on air? Why aren't there committees being formed in all of this and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah? Because it was in Chicago. Okay, it was in Chicago, one of the states that has the most restrictive gun laws in the United States.
Wow.
Right here in Louisiana, homecoming dance, Southern University, 11 people shot. 11 people shot. Okay, not making any major news, not making anything else, but Let a honky do the shooting. Let a honky go off his meds. And boy, boy, boy.
Well,
stop
Virgil,
the presses.
Well, Virgil, you know how you like people. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, us, you know.
Yep.
When us crackers get to drinking, they ain't no telling what the fuck we'll do.
Right. I don't know, guys. I mean, is it me? Is it just me? Have you guys noticed the difference? I know you probably haven't, Morgan, because you got your stocks up on it. But have you noticed, Russell, the difference in the meat stuff lately? Or is it just me?
Yeah. In the what?
In the meat?
In the
like
meat.
Bacon,
in the meat.
Like with the bacon, hamburgers, and stuff like that. It's like,
oh,
I don't know.
It's garbage. It's garbage. It's garbage.
Pretty much.
You know? I mean, that's why I am so glad me and my best friend, we went on half and half on a steer and last year, and I'm still eating on it. We still eating steak.
Right. Well,
we still have ground meat.
I normally go to the butcher shop, but this time around I went to Walmart and stuff, and I got some hamburgers and
oh,
bacon.
No.
And that bacon was so terrible.
Oh, no.
I couldn't even eat it, brother. I couldn't even eat the bacon. I had to toss it out.
Let me tell you something, Joseph. I got two cases of that Yonkers canned bacon. Okay? And it's already pre-cooked. All you got to do is just warm it up a little. All you got to do is you can't find it anymore. You can't find it anymore. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your time even trying to order it. Can't find it. Okay? And I opened up a can, and me and the wife made us some BLTs. Russell, tastes just like it came out the skillet, man, after you warm it up. Tastes just like you got it out the skillet. And I am so glad I got the last two cases of it.
I was seeing that stuff. That I know it's a little expensive. These people were saying it's really good stuff. So, ever to you, I confirmed it.
But Russell's right, you know. Russell's right, you know. And it's going to come down because once these trucks stop running and once the trains stop running, because all our diesel is over there in the Ukraine getting lit up and blown up, okay,
mm-hmm.
These inner city people, they're going to reach out. They're going to reach out. They're like locusts. They're going to reach out. Albertsons, Costco, Sam's, Walmart, no meat, none of this, none of that, no canned goods, no this, no that,
mm-hmm.
Okay? And they're going to reach out, and they're going to go to the suburbs,
mm-hmm.
And then the suburbs are going to be pilfered, rioted, looted.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're going to come out to my neck of the woods, my neck of the woods. Okay.
And the little towns, you know. Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, it,
you know,
that happened, and, you know, it, I can't believe people are still going to think there's going to be somebody around to protect them, the military and stuff. And I said this a thousand times. I said, if we put every service man, woman we had on the ground, you couldn't secure probably a third of the major cities in the U.S. It just ain't going to happen. So what you're going to have is a mass chaos. There will be no law enforcement. They will be afraid to show their faces. There's not going to be any military. You're going to see the U.N. Rolling here, of course, to do their raping and pillaging as they normally do. And it's going to be ugly. And I don't give a damn how badass you think you are. You're not going to stand alone. Sure, numbers will overwhelm you. So
oh,
you know
yes.
What?
Oh, yes.
You know.
That's a fact.
Think,
that's a fact.
I think we're a lot closer to this than anyone imagined. What do you guys think?
Oh, yes. It's around the corner. It's around the corner. It's not on the horizon anymore, brother. It is around the corner.
Yep, that's why
it is around the corner.
That's why I'm
checking my stock of spray paint, Russell, because I'll be goddamn if I'm going to steal one of them armored personnel carriers with that faggot blue color on it. I'm painting that son of a bitch O.D. green when I get it.
Baby blue MRAP.
Yeah.
Well, I might get some of the homies. You know, I might get Jim Thames. You know, he's in good with the homies, the guy you get the body armor from. I might get him to get the Vatos to put me a mural on the side of it of Trump standing up and Kamala Harris on his knee on her knees giving him a blowjob. You know, cruise through the neighborhood with that.
Right, right. With a lowrider.
Yeah, I've been redoing my kit and stuff since I got my new plates and stuff, man. And every time I throw that son of a bitch on, I say, man, that is the best money I spent in a while.
Did you take one of the chest or back plates and fill it up, fill a chub up with water and throw it in there, see if it floats?
No. I didn't do that. I'll take your word for it on that, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, didn't do that, but I just, like I said, man, every time I throw that kid on, it's like, oh, man, this is better than sliced bread. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're running those heavy-ass old plates. Now, you might want to keep the setup around, but for your everyday rig and stuff like that, you can't beat this with two baseball bats, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
They're well made, they fit well, and best of all four pieces weigh 10 pounds. Yes, you heard me right.
That's it. They weigh less than most rifles.
Yep, and you can't beat them, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I don't know. Virgil knows where Jim's going to be and that sort of thing, but if he's in your neighborhood, you need to swing by and get you a set of those. You will not be disappointed, I promise you.
Well, I'll tell you what, all you got to do is go on Facebook, look up Jim Thames or Black Diamond Body Armor. He's got his phone number on there. He does credit card, debit card over the phone, and it's not no scam. I mean, as soon as you order it, if you order it in the morning, that afternoon, it's going to be in the mail. If you order in the afternoon, next morning, it's going to be in the mail, whatever you order. You can order plates. You can order carriers. He's at gun shows in Dallas, Bossier City, Austin. I mean, he does all of the gun shows in Texas. All of the gun shows. I mean, he was just down here in New Orleans at the Pontchartrain Civic Center a while ago. And he's a stand-up guy. I mean, when you first meet him now, when you first meet him and look at him, he's going to look like one of the extras in a San Quentin prison movie, okay? But he's a super nice guy. He's a super nice guy. And he's stand-up, straight up. And he's helped me out dozens of times. And anybody goes to him, you just mention, you know, Wolverine Freedom Radio, or mention Virgil Spragis or Russell Hold, and he's going to give you a good deal. He's going to give you a good deal.
Oh, yeah. A very, very good deal, man. Yeah, especially for the quality of the plates and stuff. But anybody heard anything new on the Underwear Fight Club?
Well, there's a bunch of conflicting stories. going on, and there were some very good points made, Russell. Okay, here you have a mansion surrounded by a 10-foot wall, high-fidelity security cameras around it, okay, and you got a guy that's jumping the fence in a pad, jumping your wall in a pair of dirty drawers, carrying a hammer, going inside, and if you look at the photos of the crime scene, the glass is spread out all over the porch or the veranda or whatever you want to call it, on the outside, not on the inside.
Right.
So that shows somebody was breaking out rather than breaking in. You know, I mean, it's just a case. It's just a case of two rope suckers getting in a drunk and getting in a lover's quarrel.
Yeah.
That's all it is. That's what it is.
Well, they also said too that he's an illegal alien from Canada.
You know.
But I don't know.
The whole thing is ridiculous. These people are so sick and twisted, man. It just never fails to make one. And, I mean, it just keep getting better and better. Now the Democrats want to seal the Biden-Hunter investigation, seal the files on it. So you know there must be enough shit on it. So what are you going to do? The guy who's running DOJ, as left as they come, he didn't get to be a Supreme Court justice, so he's holding a grudge anyway. And then you have Ray running the FBI, who looks like he probably sat on the Pelosi love hammer a couple times himself. You know, and it's just corruption from top to bottom. Their agenda is set. You and I and your family and friends are all the enemy. And you need to realize this. And their numbers aren't that big. But the media propaganda is what it makes you believe. It's small, actually small amount of idiots. The majority of the country, they run these stories this way. But
well,
let me tell you, like, and the same people, well, I may be using that term a little loosely in my case, but the same people of this country are the vast majority, but they are also the most religiously indoctrinated bunch of people you'll ever run into. Then now, don't get me wrong, I believe strongly in God. I believe strongly in Jesus Christ as my Savior. But I'm going to tell you right now, organized religion has done help more for the pussification of America than the left has with their indoctrination centers.
Oh, yes. And bringing back that indoctrination thing, Russell, I'm glad you brought that up. Okay. Once again, you know, one of the gun grabbers on the campaign trail for the liberals and things, you know, brought up, you know, basically with the attitude that we're from the government and we're here to help you. People, extremists, us extremists, using our firearms to shoot federal troops. Okay. Here's where the indoctrination versus education comes in. President Rutherford B. Hayes, in the 1870s, signed into law that the American United States federal military cannot be used against its own citizens. Okay? Hey, I don't know where you went to school at, but when I went to school, there was this thing called social studies. Remember that, Russell? Social studies? Huh, Russell? Oh, this goddamn
sucker. Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember that very well, man. And they also taught history, and they taught, I mean, you know, you were taught the Constitution. I mean, you know, not like a college thing, but, I mean, you know, you were taught the real and true American history and the document that were brought in to be to use to be covered by. And you know what? I think I said this before, but I read an article a while back that 80% of college students that volunteered to take the test failed a 1963 social studies class test.
Well, you know, that was, they justified that. I know all about that. They justified that because it was racist. It was racially biased. That's why they failed it. That's why they failed.
Well, you know how fucking white people are.
You know, it was racially biased because it didn't mention LeBron James or Oprah Winfrey or Al Sharpton or Malcolm X or anything like that. You know, it concerned American history. It concerned American social studies, such as the Posse Comitatus, which is the law that Russell B. Hayes signed into law, which states that federal troops cannot be used against their own citizens. It reaffirms the Constitution. So, if you're worried about me firing on federal troops with my evil black rifles or my M14, well, guess what? You don't have to worry about that if you're not going to violate Posse Comitatus and come try to kick my door in.
Right.
And take me to a re-education camp. You know?
Nope.
You're sounding like Hal on 2001, Joseph. You sound like Hal. Dave, what are you doing, Dave? Dave, what are you doing?
We know it was happening, man. I mean, we didn't see it.
Oh, and Russell, I don't mean to cut you off. Russell, guess what the number one name that these liberals on this campaign trail are calling? I bet you can't guess it. It's not Trump. I'm going to give you a hint. It's not Trump. Take a guess who they're blaming everything on now, all the extremism.
I have no idea.
Elon Musk.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh.
She is the flavor of the month.
Mm-hmm. Marjorie. Our friend, Marjorie Greene.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, she is the flavor of the month. The flavor of the month. Biden is wearing her name out.
Well, they're dragging Musk into it now, too, which is comical. Because they don't get two sticks, what they say.
You know, they're talking about death threats, okay? Death threats to members of Congress, death threats, the violence, the threat of violence. You ought to read and hear some of the death threats that have been aimed at this woman. And Pelosi's telling her, oh, no, you don't need Capitol Police protection. You don't need that. You know, you're on the other side of the aisle, the other side of the fence, or whatever they call it. You don't need that. Oh, only us woke liberals need that because of you conservative extremists.
Well, and you know, And it's so just blatantly obvious what these people are doing, and you have to wonder what the fuck is with America. Because we watched these son of a bitch. They weren't protesters. They were rioters. They burned. They pillaged. They murdered.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, hands down. But not a single motherfucker taught them what they truly were, domestic terrorists, as we all know. But grandma who goes down there to the elementary school, or mom or dad who goes down there to the elementary school, and says, you know what? You people have lost your mind. My 5-year-old son, daughter, grandson, granddaughter, whatever the fucking little fuck trophy might be, doesn't need to be exposed to drag queen porn and explicit sexual education, you know? And, but those guys, Ma and Pa and Dad, they're the domestic terrorists. If you don't ask me, ask the head of the DOJ.
Oh, yeah, Russell, and on that, did you hear what happened in California? What Governor Newsom signed into law just today? Did you hear about that?
No, but it would...
Okay. If you get caught having sex with a minor in California now, it's going to be up to the judge if these people have to register as sex offenders. Look it up. I'll post it on Facebook. Look it up.
Man.
Yeah, they're trying to do that here, Brother Virgil. They're trying to pass that
well,
here.
We said this was coming.
Yep.
What did they call them? Minor attractive adults.
Minor attractive persons. You cannot use prosecutors in certain states now, California and New York, cannot use the word pedophile. Pedophile, because it prejudices, it's prejudicial to the jury. They cannot use the word pedophile anymore. They cannot say child molester anymore. They have to say minor attracted persons.
Nope.
That's what they have to say.
I just absolutely unbelievable. And people go, well, God got this, you know, that like that. Ladies and gentlemen, I tell you what, if you're not smart enough to understand this, I don't know what to tell you, but look around you. Look what the hell's going on. And you know what? God has taken us to the woodshed. We're being a bunch of fucking pussies. Am I wrong?
Yeah, nope.
Oh,
you're
no.
Right.
Oh, no. You are 100% right. You know, this is coming down. This is coming down, ladies and gentlemen. And you can, you know, hold your breath and say, oh, well, we'll just wait for 2024 and we'll just vote these people out. Wake up, get real. Wake up,
right.
Get real, people.
But like
huh?
I said in the beginning, guys, I'm surprised we made it this far.
Well, and you know, while we're on the subject, sir, ladies and gentlemen, have you heard a word out of the Republicans fighting any of this? Yeah, has the Republicans tried to come out and say, whoa, this is wrong, we need to bring this department under control? No. And I'm getting so fucking sick of saying this, the right wing and the left wing belong to the same motherfucking bird. You have been sold to the friggin' corporation since probably mid-late 80s, okay? These people did not work for you. They worked for their corporate handlers. And it may very well be too late to fucking stand up.
Well, you can go back. You can go back in history all the way to Dwight D. Eisenhower. Russell, you can go all the way back then. Even he mentions the industrial military complex. Even he mentions that. Ronald Reagan mentioned it. You know, all the way down the line, they have mentioned the military industrial complex.
Oh, yeah.
And who is who is the military industrial complex? You go right there to their headquarters in fucking New York, and it's a big building painted with the letters UN on it.
Mm-hmm. We're almost there now. Well, I don't know. I think we're
Super Tuesday. We're going to see.
Yeah, I think we're getting pretty close to war, though. I do know we're getting close to war. I mean, with North Korea, North or South Korea shot off like about 20-something missiles.
They shot a big son of a bitch. They shot a big son of a bitch last night.
Yep.
They shot a big bastard last night, Russell. Oh, yeah. This here, buddy, I'm going to tell you what. If this thing took batteries, oh, boy, Stormy Daniels would be in line to buy this one. Oh, yeah,
yep.
it was a big deal, though, they shot.
Yep. It's coming. Getting close to it. Now, I do think they're going to be the first one. I think they're going to be the first one to shoot the nuclear warheads off. What do you think?
Well,
I'm kind of
looking at these Iranian drones that are being used. I'm thinking that somehow one of these things is going to end up in the wrong hands, and there's going to be a dirty bomb put with it or somewhere or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, these things ain't a camel with toilet paper wings being shot with a slingshot, man. These things are very sophisticated. These things are very sophisticated. And these kamikaze drones, buddy, this is straight out of Nazi Germany, the V1 rockets, you know, the buzz bombs, except these are way
the
more advanced.
Yep, the B2s and all that, yep. I saw that report last night. That was a big fucker they shot, too.
And my question is, how can such a shithole, poor-ass country, this, how can they afford to get them materials? I mean, somebody's got to be giving them this. China's got to be giving it to them. There's no other question about it.
China or Russia?
I don't think Russia's doing it. I think it's China. I think it's kind of a filtering money kind of thing, filtering money down through the chain. Well, yeah, they're getting technology from Iran, definitely.
Are you talking about North Korea?
Yeah.
North Korea, yeah.
Yeah. So North Korea, that's definitely China and Iran.
You know. And
I'm kind of seeing it. I'm seeing it.
I don't know. I still really don't think that anyone's stupid enough to do something like that, except maybe Iran and Israel will take care of that shit. But I could be wrong.
Well, Russell, like the guy said in the James Bond movie, you know, when they sank that ship and got the guidance system off of it, you know, that guy, you know, and the CIA said, you know, the United States is not interested in entering World War III unless we start it.
That could be true. Hey, listen, anyway, I got to go, guys. It's getting late. I got a real early day.
All right.
We'll talk to you Monday. Be safe, everyone. Keep your heads on the swivel. And for God's sake, wake up and do something. This is Gunny out.
All right, Gunny, yeah. If you come to Louisiana, I'll be the one glowing in the dark. Okay.
Taking some of that radiation pill.
Oh yeah.
Well,
Joseph, I'm gonna get out of here too. I'm gonna go get me some rest.
We'll come back. I don't know. I'm thinking maybe we could take off for about a month or two and come back in January, or just take off for about a couple of weeks. What do you think? Because the holidays
are
coming
up. Okay. It'll be fine. That'll be fine.
All right. I'll let you know when and everything. But anything does come up, guys, we will come on the air and everything. So keep you updated. But Virgil, get a hold of me and everything. We'll talk to you later, friend.
All right, brother. Good night,
all right,
Chester.
Well,
you all.
Y'all, good night. We'll see you later.
Man, they call me a redneck, I reckon that